This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Sedapvia 10/100. Active ingredients: dapagliflozin as propionyl monohydrate and sitagliptin as phosphate monohydrate. This leaflet provides important information about using Sedapvia. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Sedapvia. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Sedapvia? Sedapvia contains two active ingredients, dapagliflozin and sitagliptin. Dapagliflozin belongs to a class of medicines called SGLT2, sodium glucose co-transporter 2 inhibitors, and sitagliptin belongs to a class of medicines called DPP4 inhibitors, dipeptidyl peptidase 4 inhibitors. Sedapvia is used with diet and exercise to control the level of blood sugar, glucose in adults with type 2 diabetes mellitus. Type 2 diabetes mellitus is a condition in which your body does not make enough insulin and the insulin that your body produces does not work as well as it should. Your body can also make too much sugar. When this happens, sugar, glucose builds up in the blood and can lead to serious medical problems. The main goal of treating type 2 diabetes is to control your blood sugar to a normal level. Lowering and controlling blood sugar may help prevent or delay complications of diabetes, such as heart disease, kidney disease, blindness, and amputation. What should I know before I use Sedapvia? Warnings: do not use Sedapvia if you are allergic to dapagliflozin, or sitagliptin, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin, or you may feel faint. Check with your doctor if you have any allergies to any other medicines, foods, dyes, or preservatives. Have, or have had, any of the following medical conditions: type 1 diabetes mellitus, kidney, liver, or pancreas problems. Frequently get genital or urinary tract infections, infections of the bladder, kidney, or tubes that carry urine. An illness that will make you dehydrated, such as diarrhea or a severe infection. Diabetic ketoacidosis. This is a symptom of uncontrolled diabetes, in which substances called ketone bodies build up in the blood. You may notice this as rapid weight loss, feeling sick or being sick, stomach pain, excessive thirst, fast and deep breathing, confusion, unusual sleepiness or tiredness, a sweet smell to your breath, a sweet or metallic taste in your mouth, or a different odor to your urine or sweat. You are taking a medicine for high blood pressure, or taking a water pill, diuretic. Take any medicines for any other condition. Your doctor will do some tests for kidney function at the start of treatment and regularly while you are on treatment. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Sedapvia is not recommended for use during pregnancy. The safety of Sedapvia in pregnant women has not been established. If you become pregnant, stop taking Sedapvia and speak with your doctor immediately about the best way to control your blood glucose during pregnancy. Talk to your doctor if you're breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Sedapvia should not be used while breastfeeding or if planning to breastfeed. It is not known if the active ingredients in Sedapvia will pass into your breast milk. Talk with your doctor about the best way to feed your baby if you are taking Sedapvia. Children: Sedapvia is not recommended for use in children. It has not been studied in children younger than 18 years old. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Discard any other medicines containing dapagliflozin or sitagliptin that your doctor might have prescribed to you in the past and that you may still have in your possession. Sedapvia contains dapagliflozin and sitagliptin. If you have more than one medicine containing dapagliflozin or sitagliptin in your possession, you may accidentally take too much, overdose. Ask your doctor or pharmacist if you are unsure. If you have any other medicines containing dapagliflozin or sitagliptin. Dapagliflozin and sitagliptin are sold separately as Forseca and Januvia in Australia. Your doctor or pharmacist will know which other medicines also contain dapagliflozin and sitagliptin and can tell you what to do. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any of the following. Lithium. Sulfonylureas. Insulin. Sidapthia may interfere with or affect how these medicines work, or these medicines may affect how sidapthia works. Your doctor may need to adjust your dose of these medicines or change to a different medicine. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect sidapthia. How do I use sidapthia? How to take sidapthia? Follow all directions given to you by your doctor or pharmacist carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. If you do not understand the instructions on the pack, ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. Swallow your sidapthia tablet whole with a full glass of water. How much to take? The dose of sidapthia is one tablet once a day. When to take sidapthia? Sidapthia should be taken at approximately the same time each day. Taking your tablets at the same time each day will have the best effect. It will also help you remember when to take the tablets. Sidapthia tablets can be taken with or without food. How long to take? Continue taking sidapthia for as long as your doctor tells you. Make sure you keep enough sidapthia to last over weekends and holidays. Sidapthia helps control your condition, but does not cure it. Therefore, you must take sidapthia every day. If you forget to use sidapthia should be used regularly at the same time each day. If you miss your dose at the usual time, take it as soon as you remember, and then go back to taking your medicine as you would normally. If it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed, and take your next dose when you are meant to. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you use too much sidapthia. If you think that you have used too much sidapthia, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6. Or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using sidapthia? Things you should do. If you are about to be started on any new medicines, tell your doctor, dentist, or pharmacist that you are taking sidapthia. Make sure that you, your friends, family, and work colleagues can recognize the symptoms of hypoglycemia and hyperglycemia and know how to treat them. It is important to have regular checkups with your doctor or diabetes center. If you have diabetes, it is important to check your feet regularly and adhere to any other advice regarding foot care given by your doctor. Tell your doctor if you experience rapid weight loss, feeling sick or being sick, stomach pain, excessive thirst, fast and deep breathing, confusion, unusual sleepiness or tiredness, a sweet smell to your breath, a sweet or metallic taste in your mouth, or a different odor to your urine or sweat. These symptoms could be a sign of diabetic ketoacidosis. Talk to your doctor if you are having surgery, including dental surgery, to discuss when to stop taking sidapthia and when to start taking it again. If you need to have any medical tests while you are taking sidapthia, tell your doctor. Sidapthia may affect the results of some tests. Visit your doctor regularly for checkups. Your doctor may want to perform blood tests to check your kidneys, liver, heart, and levels of cholesterol and fats in your blood while you are taking sidapthia. Hypoglycemia. Sidapthia does not normally cause hypoglycemia, although you may experience it if you take certain other medicines, such as insulin or a sulfonylurea. Hypoglycemia can occur suddenly. Initial signs may include weakness, trembling, or shaking, sweating, lightheadedness, dizziness, headache, or lack of concentration, irritability, tearfulness, or crying, hunger, numbness around the lips and tongue. If not treated promptly, these may progress to loss of coordination, slurred speech, confusion, fits, or loss of consciousness. If you experience any of the symptoms of hypoglycemia, you need to raise your blood glucose immediately. You can do this by doing one of the following. Eating 5 to 7 jelly beans. Eating 3 teaspoons of sugar or honey. drinking half a can of non-diet soft drink, taking 2 to 3 concentrated glucose tablets, unless you are within 10 to 15 minutes of your next meal or snack, follow up with extra carbohydrates such as plain biscuits, fruit, or milk. Taking this extra carbohydrate will prevent a second drop in your blood glucose level. Hyperglycemia. If you notice the return of any of the signs of hyperglycemia, contact your doctor immediately. Your doctor may need to consider additional or other treatments for your diabetes. The risk of hyperglycemia is increased in the following situations: uncontrolled diabetes, illness, infection, or stress, forgetting to take Sedaptia, taking certain other medicines, too little exercise, eating more carbohydrates than normal. Tell your doctor if you become ill, become dehydrated, are injured, have a fever, have a serious infection, are having surgery, including dental surgery. Your blood glucose may become difficult to control at these times. If you become pregnant while taking Sedaptia, tell your doctor immediately. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using Sedaptia. Things you should not do. Do not stop taking your medicine without checking with your doctor. Do not take Sedaptia to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give this medicine to anyone else, even if their symptoms seem similar or they have the same condition as you. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Sedaptia affects you. Low blood sugar levels may slow your reaction time and affect your ability to drive or operate machinery. Make sure you know how you react to Sedaptia before you drive the car, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous if you are dizzy or lightheaded. Looking after your medicine. Keep your Sedaptia tablets in the blister until it is time to take them. If you take Sedaptia out of the blister, it will not keep well. Keep it in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 30 degrees Celsius. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink or in the car or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Rash. Irritation of the genitals caused by genital infection. Headache. Stomach discomfort, vomiting, or constipation. Back pain, or muscle aches, or pain in the joints, back, arm, or leg. Signs of an infection of the breathing passages including runny nose, sore throat, cough, soreness in the back of the nose and throat and discomfort when swallowing. Headache, flu-like symptoms. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Allergic reaction. Shortness of breath, wheezing, or severe difficulty in breathing. Shock, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body. Skin rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Hay fever, or you may feel faint. Hypoglycemia. Low blood sugar. Hypoglycemia may become worse in people who already take another medication to treat diabetes, such as sulfonylureas or insulin. Signs of low blood sugar may include weakness, trembling or shaking, sweating, lightheadedness, headache, dizziness, rapid heartbeat, lack of concentration, tearfulness or crying, irritability, hunger, and numbness around the lips and fingers. Do not drive a car if you have signs of low blood sugar. Skin related. Develop blisters, or the breakdown of your skin, erosion. These symptoms could be a sign of a skin reaction called bullous pemphigoid that can require treatment in a hospital. Dehydration. Volume depletion, loss of needed fluids from the body, dehydration. If you are unable to keep fluids down, or if you have any of these symptoms of too much loss of body fluids while taking Sedaptia, dry sticky mouth, severe thirst, severe diarrhea, or vomiting, dizziness, or urinating less often than normal, or not at all. Infections related. Genital infections. If you experience painful urination, soreness and more severe irritation, or redness and swelling of your genitals, or an unpleasant odor, or discharge associated with your genitals, urinary tract infection. If you have symptoms, such as burning, or pain when you pass urine, more frequent, or urgent need to urinate, fever, chills, or blood in the urine. If you experience pain, or tenderness, redness, swelling of the genitals, or the area from the genitals to the rectum, fever, and generally feeling unwell. These may be symptoms of a rare, but serious and potentially life-threatening infection called necrotizing fasciitis of the perineum, Fernier's gangrene, and you will require prompt treatment. Diabetic ketoacidosis. In rare cases, dapagliflozin, the active ingredient in Cidapvir, may cause a serious condition called diabetic ketoacidosis. Symptoms of diabetic ketoacidosis may include feeling sick or being sick, difficulty breathing, severe thirst, feeling weak and tight, confusion, a sweet smell to your breath, a sweet or metallic taste in your mouth, a strange odor to your urine or sweat, and frequent urination. The risk of developing diabetic ketoacidosis may be increased with prolonged fasting, excessive alcohol consumption, dehydration, sudden reductions in insulin dose, or a higher need of insulin due to major surgery or serious illness. Diabetes ketoacidosis is a life-threatening condition. Pancreatitis. Severe and persistent stomach pain, often with nausea and vomiting. These may be symptoms of pancreatitis. Pancreatitis can be a serious, potentially life-threatening medical condition. Kidney-related. Kidney problems, sometimes requiring dialysis. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What Cidapvir contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Dapagliflozin 10 mg. Sitagliptin 100 mg. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Core tablet. Crozcam low sodium. Crospovidone. Microcrystalline cellulose. Mannitol. Magnesium stearate. Calcium hydrogen phosphate. Sodium sterile fumarate. Film coating. Polyvinyl alcohol. Titanium dioxide. Macrogol 3350. Purified talc. Iron oxide yellow. Potential allergens. Not applicable. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Cidapvir looks like. Cidapvir 10/100 tablets are yellow, oval-shaped, approximately 8 mm by 15 mm, biconvex, film-coated tablets with FMD embossed on one side and plain on the other side. Available in blister packs of 7, sample pack and 28 tablets. Ostar 405540. Who distributes Cidapvir? AstraZeneca Pty Ltd. ABN 54009682311. 66 Talavera Road. Macquarie Park, New South Wales 21113. Telephone 1-800-805342. This leaflet was prepared in June 2024. Cidapvir is a trademark of the AstraZeneca group of companies. AstraZeneca, 2024. VV Rim 0621068 9V1.0.